Good morning, everyone. Although I think I'm going to post this in the afternoon, I'm not sure. So yesterday on the podcast, I talked about the world's most annoying household sound, the plink, aka the dripping faucet. Okay, maybe it's only me and people on Google who find that the most annoying sound in the world. And I was talking about how there are certain things in your life which are so annoying, they're so irritating, you can't stand them, but the people around you are like, you're overreacting, you're being petty, get over it, suck it up, stuff like that. But for you, you can't, because it's causing you your peace, your comfort, your time, maybe your money, blah blah blah, whatever it is that it costs you. Anyway, as I was saying, now I say that I am 100% sure there's actually an English word. I wanted to say scientific word, but I just said English because I love English. There's actually an English word for the term for that irritating, annoying sound from a dripping tap, a dripping faucet. Turns out there's actually a word. I went to Google seems not to understand my English. I'm like, what's the word? What's the feeling elicited by the annoying sound of a dripping tap? And then Google starts telling me that sound from the dripping tap that's annoying is actually not the sound of water dripping, but it's the sound of air trapped inside that droplet of water that's escaping. And I'm like, Google, I do not need to know all this, but thank you for informing me. So I keep searching, and I'm like, even going and being like, maybe it's a psychological problem or a mental disorder, but I did not search that. Anyway, as I continue, I don't know what I typed. I think I typed feeling of annoyance from the dripping tap sound, something like that. Then it comes and shows me a word. I think the word was misophonia, or is it misophonia? I do not know how to pronounce it. I did not even Google how to pronounce it, but that's the word. Turns out there's actually a word that describes irritating noises, the inability to stand certain sounds. They may not be irritating generally, but to you, you can't stand them. Then I understood myself, because whenever somebody is stirring their tea, I will get so annoyed. I don't show them, but I'll get so annoyed. I'm like, why are you stirring your tea like that? Obviously, conversations in my head. Why are you stirring your tea like that? Why are you walking like that? Why are you chewing like that? Why are you drinking water like that? Why are you washing the plates like that? Why are you opening the door like that? I'll be like, I'm a psycho. What type of problems do I have? I should go for therapy. Of which I go for therapy. I kept wondering, what the hell is wrong with me? Why am I getting so irritated by even the sound of somebody putting the charger into the socket? I don't want to say plug the charger, because one time I shrugged and told somebody plug the charger, and I was like, oh my god, I did not say that. Yeah, like even the sound of somebody inserting the key into the door. So I had to practice self-control, and I would tell myself, calm down. I would even count minutes, not minutes, I would count numbers like seconds. I would even pray it and be like, oh God, give me the strength and the tolerance not to go off because of this or that. And it kind of worked until yesterday, when I found out that it's actually, in quotes, a disorder. And yes, they say do not self-diagnose yourself, but when I read on Google, diagnosis is usually self-diagnosable. So yes, I can diagnose myself with misophonia. I've been off therapy for like a month and a half. Okay, not really a month and a half, because I had therapy last week, but I've been off therapy before last week for like a month and a half. I told my therapist I want to take a break, and when I get back to school, I'll tell her when I'm ready. So last week, or was it the week before? I think it was the week before, I saw my therapist, but I don't think I went for therapy last week, but I've gone once ever since this month began. I saw her and we talked stuff, you know, in therapy you talk about stuff. And then yesterday night, actually it was in the afternoon, but in the morning I discovered misophonia. I was like, I think I should talk to my therapist about this, how I've self-diagnosed myself with this. And now I'm learning to understand myself. I'm getting to understand myself and I feel so good. So today we are talking about understanding yourself. It's like we were talking about that yesterday, people don't understand you, but today we're kind of going a bit deeper. Like, you need to understand yourself. People may not understand you, but guess what? It doesn't matter. I read some quote somewhere on We Heart It or on Pinterest. I don't remember what it was, I've forgotten, but I will read it today and I will include it in tomorrow's podcast. Something about people, you don't need to please everybody, just do you. But please, this is what I'm adding, do not disrespect other people's rights and freedoms when you're doing you. Whatever you do, just make sure you're not costing anybody's peace, you're not disrespecting anybody's rights or anybody's freedom. At the end of the day, just be you loudly. Do not care what other people think, because when you reach 65 plus, you'll have so many regrets in life. I'm not 65 plus, but I do psychology and I did a unit on counseling the aged, and then I also did personality theories and all that stuff. So we were looking at how people are according to the ages, from like when you're born until the age of retirement, all that, what goes on and everything. Turns out when people get to 65 plus and they retire, like, it's not like you plan it, you're going to think about certain things, but those things just come into your mind. You're like, you start thinking about family, you start thinking about friends, you start thinking about the things you wish you did with your life, you're really regrets and everything. And then those people who are actually fulfilled, and being fulfilled is not in terms of money, but being fulfilled is in terms of in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul, in who you are. You've been true to yourself all these years. Yes, that's just about it. I have an interview today. I pray that it goes well. I don't know when the results should be put out, so that's why this podcast may be in the afternoon. Yes, be nice to yourself. Start with yourself before you start with other people. Be nice to yourself. And today's podcast is rather long. Bye. Have a wonderful day. Happy birthday to those whose birthday is today. Happy post-birthday if your birthday has passed. And if your birthday is on the way, happy birthday in advance. I'm back. So I'm going through my notes where I wrote down what I'd be doing for today's podcast. And the word is not misophonia, it's misophonia. M-I-S-O-P-H-O-N-I-A. It's misophonia. Oh my God. I would have made a new recording for that podcast, but I feel like whatever I did was really good, apart from the part where I said misophonia instead of misophonia. It's a new word I'm learning. Anyway, I'm proud of myself for at least getting some of the syllables and words right. So that irritating, annoying feeling, at least, or the feeling is not irritating or annoying, that feeling of irritation, aggression, annoyance, and being unsettled as a result of certain sounds which you find particularly unsettling, it's called misophonia. That's my own definition. You can go and get Google's definition. You can define it in your own way. So check yourself. Are you getting mad at people because of sounds? Are you losing friendships? Are you distancing yourself from people? Yeah, that's it. Not many people know, very people know about that. That's what's shown on Google. And given myself, I don't know about it. I just thought I had attitude problems and my personality was just in need of behavior modification. I'm part of the statistics who did not know that it's actually a thing. And since it's self-diagnosable, it's just so that I can diagnose myself with it. I'll go talk to my therapist about it and see what she has to say. I bet she'll be saying things about, you're not bad, you're good, and all that stuff, affirmations that try and make you see the goodness in you. Yep, that's it. Yeah.